It's Guy's Night Out at Cape Buffalo in Addison tomorrow night from 3 to 11. Details at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:11 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we have about an hour to go this afternoon before we give way to Sturm und Drang. Once again, provided with the opportunity to live that afternoon drive dream of theirs. Oh, I just told you to go get a map, and we're going to do E-News here.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I didn't even hear you go say go get a map, though.
I think Jason hightailed it to get one.
All right, well, it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the last game of the big three-game series, the Rangers and the Cleveland Indians. Look out for Clee. It's Kenny Rogers against Scooter Ellerton tonight. Huge. The Rangers could go for the sweep.
But when you walk up to that gate and you try to get in, you know what that usher's going to want?
Tickets.
Tickets. And if you want to get a ticket, Texas Tickets.
Especially if you want a good ticket.
Well, the best. They have the best.
At the Smirnoff this Friday, Linkin Park, Korn, and Snoop Good Puppy Dog.
I hate Korn.
I'll let y'all know how that is because I'm going.
And Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that as well. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, Kendall Jackson's new Dallas district manager, Snake L. Davidson.
Hey, now it's time for the snake.
This is why I hate Paris Hilton. I hate her so much as it is. Mike, you're right. I'm not going to disagree with you on this one. Her chihuahua.
Tinkerbell.
Is gone. Tinkerbell has gone missing. AWOL.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she's worth?
Who?
Paris Hilton.
Depends on how much she's got.
Lots. Tons.
She probably doesn't even know. I mean, her accountant...
I guarantee she doesn't know.
Her family probably doesn't even know.
Hundreds of millions. Do you think she could access $20 million in a heartbeat?
Probably could write a check.
Yeah. I mean, she wouldn't know where it came from. She wouldn't know how he got it. But if she went to her family and go, you know what, I need $20 million, they could probably get it to her within the afternoon.
Well, her dog Tinkerbell, her tiny chihuahua, is gone, and she says she is offering up a $5,000 reward for her dog, saying that that's...
I mean, that's a lot of money to me. You know, $5,000? I mean, that's a ton of money to me.
I guarantee you, you would offer $5,000 for Clyde.
There is no doubt. There's no question.
And you would offer up $5,000 for Digger.
No, no question. There's no question. But if I were worth Hilton money...
Yeah.
I'd say, look, I want my dog back, so here's the deal. $1 million.
Yeah, I'd make it worth the while.
I mean, $5,000, even though that's a lot of money.
Not really, for her.
To her, that's like, I mean, $5,000 to her is like a dollar.
I guarantee you she has socks that cost $5,000.
Yeah, there's no question. And that stupid dog, my theory is the dog was so sick.
A dog's not a stupid dog.
The dog's so sick of being dressed up in tutus and socks and bonnets and crap.
Probably hauled ass.
Yeah, said, you know what? I'm getting the hell out of here. And being dragged around in a pink bag everywhere.
I think you're right, Snake.
Snake L.
Somehow he just figured out a way to get out of there and said, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you
That's
know
a
what?
Cute dog little said, dog. Man, this is where I get off.
Yeah.
That's a cute little dog.
I
love those
so
little dogs like that.
Sick, though, of those stupid Hollywood bitches.
Whoa.
Come on. You interviewed
Cobra
Wallace today. You don't need to use that type of language.
I wasn't Snake L. Davidson when I was interviewing Mike Wallace.
Snake. Mike Wallace cussed.
He did. He said ass.
And damn.
Yes. And did he say Dookie, or is that just me?
That was you.
Oh.
That was you.
Damn! I'm tired of them getting those chihuahuas and dressing them up. Dogs don't like to be dressed up.
Man, I'm so right there with you.
In tutus and sweatshirts.
Now, when I take Clyde to Colorado, I always put like a sweater on her. Always.
She hates that.
No, I don't think she does, Ron, because it's very cold up there.
All right. Paris Hilton lives in Los Angeles.
No, she doesn't need to be dressing them up.
Dogs don't mind the cold. Dogs can hang in the cold.
Yeah, they don't. Well, I think they can hang in the cold if it's for, you know, an hour or so and they're playing
in the snow.
But
like when I take her walking around and it's, you know, snow is basically over her head, you know, she's got a little ski jacket that I put on her.
Snowing like a motherfucker.
She does.
And dogs also.
Well, you know what? She may hate it, but it's warm. And it makes me feel better that she's a little bit warmer when we're walking around town.
Dogs also don't like to be stuffed in carry-along bags. Like, but toted along.
You know what? They like that better than being shipped like luggage in the bottom of the airplane.
Well, I'm just saying, just walking around town with your stupid dog in your dumb Louis Vuitton bag that probably costs $50,000. You know? God, it makes me sick.
You well, I hope she gets her dog back.
I don't. Why? Live free, man.
She loves her little dog.
Go, man.
I don't want anybody. I don't care how much I dislike them. I don't want anybody to be displaced from their pet.
Get
anybody.
On that
so
Route 66
hope,
or get you know, on that probably, PCH and just go.
You know, she probably loved that little dog.
Go.
She took care of it. So
no,
I hope she
doesn't.
So I hope
she'd be offering
back.
Up more than $5,000 if that was the case.
What if the dog winds up the dog of some homeless guy?
Fine. Happier. It's a happier dog.
Then it's not going to be able to eat the way it's accustomed to eating. It'll make it sick.
Nah, it'll be fine. That dog doesn't need much food.
The AP is reporting that her dog has been found.
Oh, good. Crap.
Good.
Now, and there's some dispute over the who's going to get the award money, though.
The
five
award?
Grand.
The award money?
The reward money.
Well, who?
Well, I don't know.
Uh-oh. Everything stops down.
Roy,
everything stops down.
Roy, you're making me stop entertainment news.
Have him join in.
Roy, which Roy could be a part of since
exactly.
He's hooked up with a celebrity. Here, take this.
I could take that whole
thing. No, Roy. We'll give you the good stuff.
Yeah, we'll make the snake do that.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Hey,
man.
The ticket.
What's yeah, on, the ticket. Yeah? How are you, man?
Oh, we get the claps and everything.
That's right. Get the claps and everything. The great Roy Williams here with us now. Greetings.
Roy.
How are you?
You don't know how great he is.
Okay, first of all.
Am I great?
First of all, he does not like you, so quit,
what?
Buddy. He does not like
you. Yeah, man, because you be saying some real, some controversial things to me.
What?
Like, you said I love Roy. Remember that old stuff that
well,
you said?
Yeah. Yeah, Roy. I was just trying to form a...
I feel violated standing next to you right now.
I mean, I
should.
You know what, Roy?
I should.
I'm going to give you some more claps on that.
Can I get some claps, please?
Yeah, you got claps.
Oh, there we go.
You got claps on that.
I'm still waiting, Roy, for my groomsman package in the mail.
You know, he hates him.
Do you blame him?
No.
Which
no,
makes him
I call,
exactly how from
because
everybody
Corby
else.
Is a borderline stalker.
I called Jay-Z, and he's wondering where his package is, too.
When's the last time you talked to him?
About a month.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So he got it?
You don't even know where he's at right now.
He's in Zimbabwe filming a video.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's that's good funny. To have you on.
Thanks for having me.
I always love you have you on. You're very outspoken.
You think?
Safety. Yeah, I think you're very outspoken. I think you speak your mind,
yeah.
which is good. It probably gets you in trouble sometimes.
Does it?
I hope not.
So, would you like to take this opportunity to come on here and let the world know just how much you hate Mike Zimmer?
I don't hate Mike, Coach Zim. I'm not on a first name basis. Hold on. I do like Coach Zim. Really got me a tongue twister.
By the way,
you and him get along pretty good, huh? You got a good thing with him?
Oh, we got an excellent thing going. You know, it's a love-hate relationship.
I bet it's that way for him and most of the guys.
No, I'm just playing, man. Just do your job and you're good. this is, as I mean, same way with Parcells.
Is he pretty tough on you guys in those meetings? On those defensive meetings?
You know,
a lot of cussing and stuff.
He's been on the roll lately with the rookies, man. He's been getting.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who cusses more, he or Parcells?
Them.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to him. Actually, when his dad and his son were out here, I asked him. I was like, does he get his mouth from you? And he was like, nah, he gets it from his mother. So it was pretty funny.
Wow. Yeah. Now, a couple of days ago, you guys had a pretty rough practice. I noticed you out there knocking some heads around. A couple of days ago, or I guess it was Monday.
The first day. Practice after the Houston game.
Was it bad? Was it?
Well, it just seemed like it was.
A little bit. Yeah, we had to pick it up, man. You know, we're kind of during the Houston game. It felt like it was kind of practice mode still, and we weren't getting after like we should have. So we're trying to practice a little harder.
Were you pretty disappointed in the way you guys played in that Houston game?
Yeah. Yes. Hell yeah. You know what? Well, I can't say I wasn't. I was really upset. I mean, we had a couple opportunities to score. We didn't. We had a couple opportunities to make open field tackles, and we didn't. I mean, we didn't play as a unit together. Like I said before, I don't want to say we're in practice mode, but, I mean, that's what it seemed like.
That's what your coach said.
Yeah,
he said, it seemed like you're more like you were practicing and playing a game.
So as you head into the game this week, do you feel like you guys have picked it up in practice this week, and you're going to be a little bit more game ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready.
Ready to roll, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Did you see your boy yesterday out there in the little workout, Brandon?
Yeah, how do you do?
I don't think he did very well, Roy.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. Did you not get to talk to him at all?
Whoops. I mean, I said what's up to him, but I had to go lift weights and do other interviews, so.
Talk about Brandon Everidge, the former OU safety. You just got out of school this year, and he played 2 years with you, didn't he?
2 years.
On the national championship team. Did he play a lot that year?
No.
In 2000?
He didn't play that much. He played mostly special teams.
And then in
mm-hmm.
your junior year, your last year, he played a lot.
He started, yeah.
So
now you're from California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Originally from L.A.?
Union City.
Union City.
Northern Cali. Where is that?
Northern Cali.
Oh, North
Timbers. NoCal.
I'm a North California.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was thinking you were from, like, this part of the
world. Nah, nobody wants to be from SoCal.
Why not?
I'm just playing. Who wouldn't be, man? Southern California is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
So is Northern California.
No, Northern California.
I like about it, too.
I love the Bay.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco has one of the best skylines, out there.
Now, one thing that's got to be a little bit different for you right now anyway, and probably will be for a few more weeks yet, is you don't have your buddy Darren Woodson back there mm-hmm. with you these days. How has that caused you to change the way you go about practice or the way you went about your business in the game the other night or anything like that? Or
I got to be more dependent on myself. Calling more of getting the formation set. Getting our me and Tony mm-hmm. in right order. I mean, we do a lot of communication now. It was kind of one-sided when Woody was there. You know, we're going to go there, do this, do that. I mean,
family. He does all the communicating then.
Yeah,
huh?
But now me and Tony are doing all the talking.
Is it mainly you that's controlling things back there, or do you share that?
It's me and Tony. I mean, it's more we're more as a unit and more communication.
So how is Tony doing?
He's doing good.
Tony.
Is it okay? Been all right?
Wouldn't me.
Don't worry. So he's how you hear things on this station.
So he's doing okay?
He's doing good. Actually, he's doing real good.
All right, what about Woodson? Is he just bugging the hell out of you around here? He can't play or anything?
Woody's fine.
Yeah, because Parcells, he compared him to a parakeet. Said he got to change his papers every day. You got to put him in his cage, and you got to feed him at the end of the day. And
man, Parcells, he's always talking, man. He's got a smile and nod when Parcells says. When he says stuff like that.
Now he kind of picks on you, doesn't he?
Oh, all the time, most definitely. I'm used to it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. He goes, I got to get him back too.
Now are you used to that? I mean, were you picked on in college at all? I mean, because you're always one of the better players in college. So did the coach ever stay on you very much?
When he first got there.
Yeah.
Mike Stoops? Yeah, he used to talk about me bad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about John Blake? John Blake recruited you, right?
Nah, Blake didn't do nothing to me. You know, he didn't say nothing bad. He was cool.
But it all changed when Stoops got there, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, they're trying to set the tone.
Who's the bigger hard ass, Stoops or Parcells?
Which one? Which Stoops?
I'll give you Bob, Mike, or Parcells.
Mike.
Really?
Well, hold on. Okay, let me say this. I'm going to say this. It ain't no oops. No. I'm going to be real, okay? Stoops, Mike. Mike's first year, he was a hard ass. Couldn't really stand him because that's all he did was cuss, right? After he got married, changed.
Really?
Totally different dude. Totally different. After he got married,
just
he changed.
Mellowed out, huh?
Mellowed out. Bob, he's the one that, he's like Parcells. I think he read a couple of his books. I'd like to read both of them. So, if he tells you more than once or twice, the next time you will get cussed out. Smooth cussed out, just like Parcells. So, it's kind of, they're all the same.
Now, is marriage going to mellow you out?
I don't know. We'll see.
You are so young to be getting married. You know that.
How old am I? Hold up.
You're like 23.
Nope. See?
What, 22?
You're some stalker. You know that? You're a hell of a dude.
He is, man.
What are you, 24?
24.
All right. That's
see,
still
this supposedly your best friend.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, I missed a year. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've been out of commission.
Yeah,
so when
right.
are you getting married, man?
We're shooting for like February or March.
Right around February or March.
Wow. Hey, that's a...
All right, now, explain to us how this works.
Okay.
I mean, here you are. You're an up-and-coming NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
A very well-known guy in college. Everybody knows you in the pros, especially around Dallas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here is your fiance with her own scene working. You know, and she's very well known herself.
Okay.
Now, how do you guys keep that whole thing together? Is she like off somewhere doing her own thing a lot of the time? And
she's always off doing her own thing.
Yeah, you guys just stay in touch on the phone? Is that how you do it?
I've seen her after the Houston game, actually, for my birthday.
Is she from Houston?
Yeah, she was born in Atlanta. And she raised in Houston.
All right, now how did you meet her?
I met her at NBA All-Stars in Atlanta like 3 years ago now. Then I invested in a movie that she was in.
Really?
Yeah. Independent film.
So you just hooked up that way, right? And just one thing
Been
led
cool,
to another,
yeah.
and the next
Been
thing
cool
you know, you're sense. Having to buy a big giant ring and proposing.
Yeah.
Now, how'd that proposal work?
It went good.
Was it traditional? I mean, did you get down on a knee?
Yeah,
and all
I got
that?
Down on a knee.
Really? Where'd you do it at?
I did it at, you know what? Time out. Where did I do it at?
Did he do it at?
You told me that you faxed her a proposal. That's the last I heard.
Well, anyway, since you know, my best friend, quote unquote, doesn't know I did it. I did it actually in New York.
Okay. City, in the city.
Okay, I did it in the city, right?
Yeah.
I did it at Jay's Club.
Right, Jay's Club. Jay-Z, our buddy.
Yeah. You wouldn't know Jay-Z if he were to walk right around that corner. You would not know him, I'm telling you.
So be with down by you.
Yeah, so I did it at Jay's
Snake
Club. so I did it at Jay's Club.
Now, when you make that proposal, you're pretty sure she was going to say yes, right? Y'all
you know what?
Marriage?
If she would have said no, I would have returned the ring. Now it saves some money.
Really? But had you and her talked about marriage before then?
Yeah, yeah.
So you weren't really springing a big surprise on her. You're pretty sure.
How long
did you guys date?
We dated for about 6 to 7 months.
Really? Ooh. That's short.
Uh-huh.
Hope it's true love.
Yeah, when you know.
You know, you know.
She's trying to get me for my money?
No.
Okay.
She got more than you.
You think?
I think
really?
So. Okay. You guys ever compare?
You want to bet?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, thank you.
So, you paid pretty well?
Now, is she older than you?
No. She's younger.
Really?
Yes.
You're 24?
She's what? She's 23.
Wow.
24.
Oh, that's
Man,
so
that's young.
Young,
dude.
Well, that is so
really?
Young.
No, she is older. Sorry. Her birthday is February. Yeah.
Well, you probably need to know that before you get married.
No, I know. It's February.
Well, that is going to be one rich family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So what kind of wedding are you guys planning?
She wants to have it on an island somewhere.
Island?
Yeah.
Like in the Caribbean? Or
yeah, like the Caribbean.
Like Aruba, somewhere like that? Or
Belize? Probably in the grill, Jamaica.
The grill? Are you on board with that?
going there and doing it?
What am I supposed to say?
Well, you know what?
I heard the first part of marriage is you got to just say yes. And
now, you know what?
There you go.
Right now is where you probably need to establish your scene control. Where you like, you know what? I know you're a big famous singer, but I control everything.
Nah, I don't want a lot of. I mean, I don't want a lot of people to be there. So.
Oh, really?
Does she? Yeah.
She want a lot of people there?
So it's gonna be if you want him there.
He's not even.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
That's Roy, my honeymoon, by the way, Roy's my
honeymoon. Roy's got to
give you a few tips.
Roy's got to go to practice.
Oh, did we just get the sign?
We got the sign from Doug Hood.
Roy, okay. Prediction on on OU this year?
I don't know, man. I haven't really kept up with them. Since I still don't have a key to my weight room, I don't know what's up with them.
Hey, he's got his own scene working here.
I donated some money to the weight room, to the sports facility.
And you don't even have a key to it.
I don't have a damn key to my weight room. My weight room. It says Roy Williams Strength Facility.
I am betting you could get a key if you wanted one.
I was supposed to get one, but I still haven't.
Just for the sake of that one play you made against Texas, that'll get you a key right there, that one play.
I guarantee you, somebody up there is going to hear about this.
I hope so.
You will have that key by the end of this weekend.
Yeah, right.
Somebody will get you a key.
Them guys don't care, man.
Or an OU?
They don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you hear me saying this today live.
How can you say that?
They don't care.
Now, how can you say that? I mean, you're like a legend up there.
Am I really?
I think you are.
Really, I mean, I guarantee you there is an Oklahoma alumnus listening to this.
I hope they are.
They will make that happen.
Okay.
You will have that key by the end of this week.
So you don't think you're a legend up there?
Uh-uh.
Now, why do you say
you're out of your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you played on a national championship team. You made one of the most memorable plays in the history of that program. Okay. Wouldn't you say,
you were the high-tone player on that team.
You won the Thorpe. You won the Nagurski. Yeah. You won all that stuff.
Okay.
Give me a break. You, Bosworth, Casillas, you know, all those guys. Now Derek Strait and Lehman and Kalmus.
Yeah, you're
Wolfolk.
Heupel, Wolfolk. Norman.
Yeah.
Owens.
Norm.
Sims.
And me.
Steve's my man, too. I love Steve Owens, man.
Steve Owens?
Steve Owens is a hell of a guy, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He might be listening right now.
He'll get it done.
He'll make that happen.
Even if he wasn't listening, I still talk good about him.
Billy Vessels?
He's dead, I think.
Well, I know he is, but he's still a legend.
All right, Roy, go practice.
Okay,
go practice, baby.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you. You know what? We're going to try to keep this guy away from you, okay?
For real.
We're going to try to.
Please.
For real.
Roy Williams of the Cowboys.
You know what? You know what we had? Every day we've here, we've had a guest.
Yes.
Doug Hood. Every single day. A guest.
Yes.
1,000 we're batting.
All right, I think we need to do more E-News here. He does
hate you,
man.
He hates you, man.
It's just a radio act. You know how we are.
Yeah, we're all actors. This is the business of actors and actresses, right?
Right, right.
All right, more E-News with Snake L. Davidson next.
Should be Eric Dampier and Evan Eschmeyer and Dan Dickow coming to Dallas for Eduardo Nahara, Christian Leitner, a couple of first-round picks, and some cash. That's the Ticket Ticker brought to you by ING Direct. Don't leave your savings in a bank that pays you less than 1%. Call ING Direct today for a rate 4 times the national average. No minimum fees. Call toll-free 1-877-ING, ING-1. Our next ticker at 3:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Hardline, 3-7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't miss the Ticket's high score football scoreboard show, the Friday Night Gladiators, brought to you by Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC of McKinney. Fridays 10 to midnight, beginning August 27th, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Friday, we're going to be at Duke's.
Where?
Duke's. Poop. Original Roadhouse. In Addison, we're going to be giving away several preseason Cowboys tickets. And you can come out and see what all the fuss is about at Duke's this Friday.
Poop.
In addition to registering to win ticket t-shirts, Rough Riders tickets, and looking at a couple of very foxy ticket chicks. So come see us, Duke's at Beltline and Midway this Friday. The presentation there from 3 until 7. All right, let's continue with E-News now. And with more on that, here's Cobra.
All right, Michael, there's a big day you need to mark down on your calendar, October the 5th.
Is there now?
Do you get Showtime?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
All right, I do not, so you're going to have to roll on this for everyone. The documentary will be aired, Beautiful Dreamer, Brian Wilson and the Story of Smile.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The Smile album, much anticipated Smile record, if you don't know what that is Brian Wilson's little pet project that he started in 67, 66.
Yes.
And it never got finished because of his massive depression or whatever. And, you know, the Beach Boys were kind of splitting up anyway. And so he just stopped. And finally, 27 years later or so, it's finished. And the album's going to be released September the 28th and October 5th, the documentary behind the making of the record, which I am very interested in both.
And back then, those who were in the know said that this was just otherworldly stuff that he was doing.
In a good way?
Yeah, people were saying that they had never heard anything quite like this.
He describes it as a teenage symphony to God. Whatever that means.
Mm. I think Jimmy Eat World describes their scene as that, too.
Okay, so when he rolls through here, which he probably will.
Yeah.
Are you going to go? Because I hear he's just so out of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he is extremely out of it. And if you're a reasonable fan of the Beach Boys, even a reasonable fan of them, you cannot miss this.
Didn't you go see him last time he was here?
No, Scott Strong did.
Yeah.
Remember? And he came back and just said it was just...
He had the big giant teleprompter.
Yeah.
Saying that.
Yeah.
They all have that.
Yeah, a lot of bands have teleprompters. But I'm sure he couldn't literally.
But he was saying his was like big giant.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, trying to be subtle about it. I mean, it was huge.
There will be a film entitled The War of the Worlds coming out. Of course, that is the Orson Welles made that famous. It's the H.G. Wells book. And Orson Welles made it famous on radio in 1938, scaring the hell out of America, saying that
Earth
was being invaded.
That prompted the FCC.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was one of the events that prompted, rules and regulations as far as what you could broadcast.
Well, the War of the Worlds is being taken over by Spielberg, and it will be the most expensive film ever made.
Wow.
And it will star Tom Cruise. I'm tired of them. And Cruise signed on. He said he would not do this unless he gets a fifth of the box office profit. To which the studio said, sure.
So 20%?
Yes. And let's just say that this is Titanic-esque. It's that good. I mean, Spielberg says that he wants it to be the film of the decade. Let's say it's that. It's really good. And it makes, you know, $800 million or something like that. Well, he gets nearly $200 million. That's a quarter. I mean, how could you do that? How could you make that back-end deal like that?
I don't know. I just can't believe a guy like Spielberg has the power to do that. I mean, is Tom Cruise is he that big of a...
Would you rather go see a Spielberg movie or a Tom Cruise movie?
Spielberg.
Me too.
But you know what? Both of them need something retrenching.
Spielberg does.
Yeah, I mean, he had... What was that one that he had? That AI?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that good.
Since Saving Private Ryan?
Well, Catch Me If You Can did really well. But he did The Terminal. Didn't he do The Terminal, Tom Hanks movie?
Yes.
That did horribly. It just didn't look very good, though.
I heard it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was, too.
I heard it was real good.
Were you interested? It just didn't do much for me.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to go see a Tom Hanks movie anyway.
You never saw Catch Me If You Can?
No.
You never did?
No.
That's a good movie.
It is a good
fun movie.
Tell you what, though, it's a better book. A lot better book.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
You never saw Big?
You saw Big.
Yeah, I saw Big. That was before I was out on Tom Hanks.
That's before he started really winning Academy Awards and top of mind.
Right.
And you never saw Forrest Gump?
No, I saw that, too.
Man with One Red Shoe?
Come on, Danny.
I saw that.
Splash?
Come on, Danny.
Well, what did I do?
Did you see Splash?
I can't remember.
The Mermaid movie with Daryl Hannah and John Candy.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, you really haven't held true to your promise there.
I have or I haven't?
You haven't. Diane Lane is married, Danny.
I know.
She's one of your top five, I think.
Didn't she marry that Brolin dude?
Josh Brolin, yes.
Oh, great. He signed on for those saggers.
She doesn't have saggers. You know what? You're 500 years old, so you probably should get used to them.
Bet me.
That's all you have to look forward to are saggers.
Bet me.
Grandpa.
That's how mad he is, because you got on one of his top five.
God, I know. Why does that irritate you so much?
I like her.
She's hot, man.
Leave her alone.
Very hot.
Look, if my wife's 40 years old looking that way...
She is ordinary.
Oh, no.
She was not ordinary in that unfaithful. Man, she was so good in that. Ordinary and sagging and flopping everywhere.
She's classy looking.
Yeah.
She's got a real regal look to her.
Love her. And she's how old?
She's near 40.
38, 39.
Who's she getting married to?
Josh Brolin. He's 36.
Pearl Jam?
No, he's not in Pearl Jam, Greg.
And where would we know his fine work from?
Just his daddy.
Pearl Jam?
His daddy's James.
Mm. So she's going to be the daughter-in-law of Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitch.
Now, she's already got a daughter from a previous...
Yeah, to Christopher Lambert.
That's right.
The guy from Tarzan.
Why did she marry him?
And from what was the sword movie that he was in?
Swordmaster?
Yeah, not Swordmaster.
Beastmaster.
No.
I think there is a movie called Swordmaster.
I'm looking it up right now.
I believe it's called Swordfighter. Right.
No, Christopher Lambert, the guy who, it was a futuristic.
Greystone.
That's the Tarzan movie.
Tarzan of Greystone.
You're really confused.
Right, I'm very confused.
What?
Highlander?
Highlander. Bingo. Who said that?
Kevin.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. You're a radio god.
He is.
It seems that Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz may be planning a secret Christmas wedding. If it's so secret, though, how does E! News know about it? Well, I can't reveal my sources. Just go to the internet and click print.
By the way, Grego, I went to IMDb.com and typed in Swordmaster.
there wasn't a movie that
The computer actually just shut down on me. It got so mad.
Burt Reynolds is Swordmaster.
Swordmaster. Why does Burt Reynolds get drug into this?
Because.
Well, because they got to throw me under the bus.
Co-starring Jackie Gleason with Paul Williams as his son. Sally Field is sword bitch.
Music by Jerry Reed.
And starring Fred as sword dog. Would that be your ultimate movie?
Sword dog. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, there's nothing better than smoking in the bandit humor.
Than what?
Smoking in the bandit humor.
It is funny. I don't know how that got to be your favorite movie of all time.
God, listen to him.
I know.
And you know what? We need to get on the road.
Yeah, we're ending on a high.
We need to get on the road.
We're done.
So that's it?
It's 150.
Are Sturm and Drang even up there?
We don't know.
They better be.
They were talking to someone.
No, it'll be the
show. Ooh, that's even better.
All right. Well, then in that case, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anybody, but we're done.
We're out.
Thanks to Mike Wallace, Jerry Fraley.
How weird is that to say?
Roy Williams. And Doug Hood. Let's thank Doug Hood.
Yes.
Let's thank Doug
The great
Hood.
Doug Hood.
Doug Hood. We were thanks to Jason, the fake Grego, back here twisting and tweaking.
Can you turn the music down a little?
Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin
Scott. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Good work,
Psycho
Jason.
Psycho Dave. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned. Sturm and Drang are next.
living out that afternoon drive dream of theirs. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from the Cape Buffalo Grill at Guy's Night Out. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming and we'll see you.
They were inseparable from the time he was a year old. He was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. He had 3 Grand Slam home runs, but they did well in what he didn't do right. And it was always too awesome.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.